From the WABE Newsroom, alumni and staff of Morris Brown College are pushing to regain accreditation. The historically black college lost it more than a decade ago due to financial woes. WABE's Stephanie Stokes stopped by the campus yesterday, where a major cleanup was underway.
Zelda Jackson is painting a hanging chain fence. It leads up to the Morris Brown campus, just at the edge of the Atlanta University Center. Jackson's smile is wide as she thinks about her time here in the 90s.
I came and left before we lost our accreditation, so I have some fond, wonderful memories of the football games, the basketball games. I met the best friends of my life.
That's why she joined volunteers in repainting parts of the campus, which the college can't get to with its limited budget. Stacy Lloyd graduated in 2001 when Morris Brown had a couple thousand students. She says school pride led her to pick up a brush too.
I think we're at the point right now where we're just trying to put our hands, our money, and our resources to try to get the school back to where it once was.
The college still grants degrees despite losing accreditation, but students here can't get federal financial aid, and only 17 will graduate this year. Robert Johnson, Morris Brown's chief operating officer, is also helping spruce up the campus. He says he's confident the college will soon regain its status with the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools.
We're in the final stages of the application. In fact, I think we made sort of a major step because we gave it to an outside party to review.
But the success of the application will depend on more than campus repairs. To be accredited again, the school will have to prove its finances are in shape. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.